新约的路加约翰福音。
Now the Gospel of John was the last Gospel written. It was written probably around 55 years after Jesus was crucified.
约翰福音是四个福音书里面最后一卷写成的书，它写作的时间大概是在耶稣死后55年。
It was written by John the Apostle.
他是使徒约翰所写的。
And he was one of the closest disciples to the Lord.
他是门徒里面跟主关系最近的几个门徒之一。
John's description of himself was the disciple that Jesus loved.
所以约翰常常自己来描述自己呢，是主所爱的那个门徒，他就称自己是主所爱的那个门徒。
Of course, Jesus loved all the disciples.
对，当然主爱每一个门徒，也爱我们啊，这程度是一样的。
But he always thought that it was such a wonderful thing to be loved by the Lord Jesus.
他总是觉得呢。被主所爱是一件如此美妙美好的事情，所以他总是把这个摆在前面，摆在最高的地方。
And it was the John was the disciple that was told that was described as leaning on the Savior's breast, on his chest.
所以他常常用一个很形象的来比方，就是。他是那个门徒呢，常常倚靠在主的胸膛前的那个门徒，因为他们吃饭的时候是要靠着的，彼此要斜靠着，所以他是倚躺在主的那个胸口的那个门徒，这就是关系非常近了，就像孩子躺在胸口一样。
Now we have four gospels written.
我们有四个福音书哈，整个圣经有四个福音书。
And we might ask ourselves why four?
我们常常会问哈，为什么要有四个福音书？
Good morning. Here we go.
哎，好。
Should we push this a little bit? There we go. That's good. Welcome.
欢迎。
Why four gospels?
为什么要有四个福音书啊？
Why not just one harmonized account of the life of Jesus?
为什么不有一个把所有耶稣的整个生平、整个一切的事情综合在一个福音书里面？
When you read a biography of men, the biographer will collect all the information and write one account of the man's life.
我们都读过很多人的传记啊。当一个写传记的人呢，他会把这个人的生平，把这个人一切的事情呢，所有的信息都收集齐了，然后写一本很全的传记。我们都是这么样做传记的。
But here we have four different accounts of the Lord Jesus.
然后这里呢，我们却有四个对耶稣基督的描述，变成了四卷书。
We have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
我们有马太福音、马可福音、路加福音和今天要看的约翰福音。
Matthew and John were of the 12 disciples.
这当中这四个作者呢，马太和约翰呢，本人就是耶稣的门徒。
Mark was lived in Jerusalem, and he was a disciple of Peter.
然后第二卷书的马可这个人呢，他是住在耶路撒冷，他是彼得的一个门徒。
And later worked as a missionary with the Apostle Paul.
然后之后呢，他也参加了保罗所做的那长途的布道 旅行。
Luke was a doctor, a physician.
路加呢是一个医生。
And he wrote an account of Jesus' life, and also he wrote the book of Acts.
啊，他写了路加的福音是讲耶稣的生平，他同样也写了使徒行传，在讲耶稣走以后那些门徒们布道的整个经历。
So we have these four accounts. Why not one unified account?
我们有四个角度的介绍，为什么不是综合到一个传记里？
The Spirit of God gives us four dimensions.
圣灵呢，借着这些作者给了我们四个维度、四个角度的看见对耶稣。
We live in a world of three dimensions, don't we?
我们住在一个三维的空间里面，对不对？
And in that way, we get a perspective. We can see depth, with three dimensions.
然后我们由于三维空间，我们能看见不同的角度啊。我们能，比如说从一个方向能看见它的深度。
We have length and width and depth.
然后我们能有长、宽和高。这是个非常立体的形象。
And there are three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which those accounts are parallel, you might say.
然后呢，我们有三个福音书，马太、马可和路加，你可以把它们看成一个平行的福音，因为它们的内容比较近似。
And they're called synoptic Gospels because they give a synopsis of the entire life of the Lord Jesus.
他们管我们有一个说法叫福类福音。福类福音就是它是讲耶稣的生平是他讲的事情的角度是比较近似的。
John is a special gospel, and we'll look at that in a minute.
然后约翰福音是个非常特殊的福音，等会儿我们会再来看。
But these three gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they give each of them a special picture of the Lord Jesus.
然后我们先看马可马太、马可和路加，他们每一个呢，给了耶稣的这个形象呢一个他自己比较特殊的角度。
Matthew is just like if you have three different views of something, you can see a better description of it.
然后你可以想象看一个人，你从三个不同的方向去看，那你就有一个更对它更立体的概念。
If you try to harmonize three different views, you sometimes lose details.
如果你努力想把这三个呢，集中在一个书里面呢，你有时候会丢掉一些重要的细节。
Now Matthew is the account, by a Jew.Telling about the coming of the king.
所以马太呢，他是站在一个犹太人的角度来讲一个要来的王。
Matthew begins with the genealogy of the king because he is the coming king.
然后马太是从什么时候开始讲的呢？就是从耶稣的家谱。这个家谱是一个王的家谱。
If you look at Matthew chapter 1, you'll see what I mean.
如果我们来看一下马太福音新约的第一卷书的一章。
Matthew immediately begins with a genealogy.
所以马太福音一开始讲的就是家谱。
To establish the genealogy of this king.
去建立这个王，也就是耶稣他的王的这个家谱是怎么下来的。
The first verse says, a record of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham.
所以第一章第一节说呢，亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱，所以是亚伯拉罕的后裔和大卫的子孙。
Now, the genealogy begins with Abraham.
所以这个家谱是从亚伯拉罕开始的。
Because it was to Abraham the promises of God came that out of him would come kings.
因为是从亚伯拉罕神的应许给到他，要从亚伯拉罕出未来的王。
Now it comes through David.
然后呢，又讲到了大卫。
He's known as the son of David.
他也被知道是大卫的子孙。
And David was the great king, and God made a covenant with David to say that his throne would last forever.
然后大卫是一个伟大的王了，然后上帝也给到他很重要的应许，他的王位永不断绝。
And further promises were made to David that out of his seed, would come one who would redeem Israel.
然后也从大卫呢，也有一个应许，就是在他的子后裔里会有一个要来救赎整个全地的民。
And so the genealogy goes right from Abraham and through David the king.
然后这个家谱是从亚伯拉罕开始。经过了大卫往下。
And it continues all the way down to a man named Joseph.
然后一直下到一个人叫约瑟。
And Joseph at this time was a carpenter,
这个、
living in a provincial town, in a small town in away from the city of Jerusalem.
然后这个时候约瑟是一个木匠，他是生活在一个非常小的城市，远离耶路撒冷的。
Notice verse 16.
在16节大家可以看。
And Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ.
雅各生约瑟，就是玛利亚的丈夫，那称为基督的耶稣是从玛利亚生的。
Now, the word Christ means the anointed one, the coming Messiah.
那耶稣被称为那受膏者，那要来的弥赛亚，救世主。
We can see through Joseph, the Lord Jesus being adopted by Joseph, the right of kingship passed to Jesus.
所以通过约瑟虽然基督不是耶稣不是约瑟肉身的儿子，那约瑟抚养了耶稣，就把这个王权呢到约瑟手上，就传到了耶稣手上。
And so all of the Gospel of Matthew has a picture of Jesus presenting himself to the nation as the Christ, the Messiah, the King to come.
所以整本马太福音就是来告诉我们耶稣是以一个王的救世主的身份来到地上的。
And of course, he was rejected as king.
当然他被犹太人拒绝认他为王。
And then he was killed, as we know.
然后他被杀了，我们知道。
And, but that was in God's purposes, so that he might become the savior of mankind.
但这是也是合了父的旨意，因为他这样就成为整个人类的救主。
He didn't come to rule as a king.
他并不是来按照一个王来统治世界。
He came to die as a sacrifice.
他来作为一个牺牲和祭物来死在十字架上。
And the principle in scripture is before the glory there must be first the suffering.
因为整个圣经的原则就是荣耀以先，先有苦难。
And that's what we read in when we finished our studies in Luke. It was what the Lord Jesus told those in the upper room. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and then to enter into his glory?
这也是我们前一次读到路加福音最后，耶稣在那个楼上的房子里跟门徒们说，人子先要就他自己先要受难，然后再得荣耀。
And so Matthew is, his view is to present and to confirm that Jesus was indeed the Messiah, the promised Messiah.
所以马太呢，他就是要证实耶稣就是那个弥赛亚，就是那个救世主，也是整个旧约期盼要来的那个救世主。
And notice how the book ends. Go right to the last chapter, 28.
马太全部翻到最后，我们看看这个马太福音是怎么结束的。
After his death and resurrection, and his appearing to his disciples, and instructing them for 40 days, he ascends back to heaven.
然后在他受难，在他复活， 之后，在他跟门徒们显现了40天之后，他要再往父天父那里去了。
And in verse 18, we read there.
18节我们读到。
All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me.
28章18节说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给了我。
Not only is he an earthly king, but he's a king of the universe.
他不但是一个地上的王，他更是全宇宙的王。
And he gives instructions to his disciples to go into all the world and preach the good news.
他给他的门徒们一个命令，让他们去使万民做他的门徒。
Now, when we come to the Gospel of Mark, we get a different view.
然后呢，我们就进到了马可福音，我们看到了一个不同的景象。
If Matthew would appeal mainly to the Jew at first,
如果马太呢，更多的是在讲针对犹太人讲的话。
Mark would appeal to the Gentile, to the Roman especially.
那马可呢，是针对外邦人，尤其对罗马人。
Mark is the gospel of the servant.
那马可呢是一个仆人的形象。
One of the
马可福音是一个耶稣是一个仆人的形象。那马太福音耶稣是一个王的形象。
One of the characteristic words is right away.
那马可福音里面常常出现的一个词哈，就是立刻、旋即、马上，这个词特别多。
We see in Mark the Lord Jesus acting immediately.
你会看见马可呢，耶稣基督他是立刻做，就像仆人一样立刻做。
Perfectly carrying out the will of God.
完完全全很完美的完成父的旨意。
Now, what kind of genealogy would you expect a slave or a servant to have?
这样什么样的家谱你觉得一个仆人会有呢？
There is none.
没有家谱。
He doesn't. And when we come to the Gospel of Mark and we open it up, it just says here, the beginning of the Gospel about Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
所以马可福音一开始就讲神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
Here we see the actions of that man from on high.
你会看见这就是耶稣这个神所差派的儿子，他立刻上来就是不停的行动。
It's the shortest of the Gospels.
所以它是一本最短的福音书。
But all the events parallel Matthew and Luke.
那所以很多的事件呢，在马可里的讲的呢，在路加里也讲了。
And so when we come to the Gospel of Luke, what do we find?
我们来到路加福音。
If Matthew is the Gospel of the King and Mark is the gospel of the servant. Luke is the gospel of the man.
如果马太呢是一个王的形象，王的福音；马可是一个仆人的形象，仆人的福音；那路加呢就是一个人的，耶稣是个人的形象，是一个人的福音。
You often see him in relation to the women.
你会看见他常常在路加里面呢，耶稣去那些妇女们讲道。
And children.
孩子们。
And how he is often seated at meals and eating with people.
然后他经常坐在一个筵席里跟人们吃饭，跟人们讲道。
And we get a lot of details about his birth and before his birth.
然后呢，在马可里面，在路加里面讲到了很多关于他的出生以及他出生前的一系列的细节。
And very carefully, the Spirit of God lays out for us this that this was God manifest in the flesh. He was a man, a real man.
然后呢，圣灵在这一卷书里面呢，很详细的启示了我们，这是一个完完全全的人，是道成了肉身，所以他是一个完全的人。
And it traces now another genealogy.
所以这样的话呢，人他就会有家谱了，所以他路加福音里面呢，也倒回去讲了另外一段家谱。
This genealogy is not an official genealogy.
它不是一个官方的，就是像我们修家谱那样修下来的家。
It's his natural genealogy.
它是一个自然的家谱，它是从下往上倒的。
It traces his humanity from his mother all the way back to Adam himself.
它是按照人出生的这个 方式是从耶稣的妈妈往上一直玛利亚一直往上一直倒到了亚当。
Now there's some have seen a difficulty here, thinking that Joseph had two fathers.
因为这里会但有些批评的人会说在这里呢约瑟有另外一个父亲啊。
Now look at verse 23 and we'll just talk about that for a minute. Verse of chapter 3.
就是我们看一下路加福音三章三章的二十三节。
And it starts at the ministry of the Lord Jesus.
这个二十三节是从耶稣的不传道开始讲。
When he begins his ministry, that is, at 30 years of old, 30 years old.
他是三十岁开始传道。
Now Jesus himself was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. He was the son, notice this, so it was thought of Joseph.
耶稣开头传道，年纪约有三十岁，注意这里讲，依人看来他是约瑟的儿子。
Now we know that he was not the son of Joseph.
因为我们知道他不是约瑟的儿子。
He was the son of God.
他是神的儿子。
And that we find, we'll look at in a minute, when the angel Gabriel came into, Mary and told her that she was going to give birth to a son before she was married to Joseph.
因为我们等会儿会看见天使加百列来到耶稣的母亲玛利亚那告诉她她要未婚童女怀孕要生一个儿子。
While she was still a virgin.
当她还是童女的时候。
And, maybe we should look at that before we continue here. That's chapter,
我们先看一下我们
chapter 1.
在一章看一下这个细节。这是讲到耶稣是个完全的人的细节。
Verse 26.
一章二十六节。第一章，第一章，路加福音第一章，九十九页。
Now it was in the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. We found out, of course, in Matthew that he was a direct descendant. He was, if there had been a king in Israel, it should have been Joseph.
所以到第六个月天使加百列奉神的差遣往加利利城的一座城去这城名叫拿撒勒到一个童女那里是已经许配大卫家的一个人名叫约瑟。如果我们看到马太呢就知道约瑟他就是应该是承受大卫王权的那最合适的那一位。
Now the verse continues by saying, the virgin's name was Mary.
然后这个继续往下他说童女的名字叫玛利亚。
Now this,Angel went to her and said, Greetings, you are highly favored, the Lord is with you.
天使进去对她说蒙大恩的女子我问你安主和你同在了。
And Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be.
玛利亚因这话就很惊慌又反复思想这样问安是什么意思。
But the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, you found favor with God.
天使对他说玛利亚不要怕你在神面前已经蒙恩了。
You will be with child and give birth to a son.
你要怀孕生子可以给他起名叫耶稣。
And you are to give him the name Jesus.
你可以给他起名叫耶稣。
Notice this name didn't come from Joseph or his parents or his relatives. This name came from heaven itself.
注意这个耶稣这个名字不是约瑟给他起的不是其他的亲人给他起的这是直接来自天父的。
The name is a contraction of two words in the Hebrew.
这个名字在希伯来的原文里面是两个词的意思。
It means Jehovah the Savior.
它是叫 Jehovah 就是耶和华 ,the Savior 就是救世主的意思救赎主就是耶和华我的救赎主的意思。
Name Jesus, that would be his name.
那就是他的意思，这个词的意思。
It says he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High.
他要成为他要为大，称为至高者的儿子。
Notice not a Son of the Most High, but the Son of the Most High.
注意这里是用的是 the son 就是那个儿子，不是 a son， 是一个儿子，不是那个至高者的一个儿子，是至高者的唯一的那个儿子。
To the Jew, that meant only one thing.
那对于犹太人来说呢，这就意味着唯一的一件事了。
This would be God.
这就是上帝自己。
And it says the Lord will give him the throne of his father David.
他说主神就是上帝要把他祖大卫的位给他。
Here's the promise of the throne of David.
这就是祖大卫的这个王位的应许。
And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。
We're of course still waiting for that kingdom to appear on earth.
我们一直直到今天还在等待这个王，这个国要在地上显现。
Right now the kingdom is here.
现在呢，这个国是在地上。
But it's in your heart and it's in my heart. It's in the hearts of all who trust.
是在我们的心里，是在灵里，是在每一个信靠神的人的灵里面。
Then Mary has a question.
那玛利亚有个问题了34节。
She says, "How will this be?" asked the Mary asked the angel, "Since I'm a virgin."
玛利亚对天使说，我没有出嫁，怎么能有这事呢？
And here's the answer here. It says here in verse 35, the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God.
天使回答说，圣灵要临到你身上，至高者的能力要荫蔽你，因此所要生的圣者必称为神的儿子。
The Holy Spirit and the power from of the Most High God will overshadow you.
所以讲到的就是至高者圣灵和至高者的能力要荫蔽你。
That answer satisfied Mary.
这个回答能让玛利亚安心了。
And it will only satisfy us if we take it by faith.
那我们若不是凭着信心呢，我们这个回答一定不能满意。
I don't think we understand that.
其实我们也不是太能理解发生了什么。
Any more than we understand how God brought everything to being in the world through His Word of His power.
我们就像我们看见圣经说神是用他的话来建立这一切地上的可见之物，我们也是得凭着信心来领受。
But if he could create all things that we see around us, and even ourselves, he could do this.
如果他能够创造我们所见的一切，那他也能做这件事。
Nothing is too hard for God.
因为在神凡事都能。
So we turn back to the genealogy in chapter 3.
然后我们再回到那个家谱的三章那个部分。
And we read that Jesus was the son, so it was thought of Joseph.
所以23节呢，耶稣依人看来他是约瑟的儿子。
Who thought that?
哪个人看的？
The unbelieving minds.
那我们不信的脑袋看见了，就是这么看见的。
If using natural reasoning, if a woman has a child, obviously she is been with a man, right?
因为我们正常我们的思维看见一个妇女有了孩子，那她一定是有一个地上的父亲才有了这个孩子。
And the Lord Jesus had to suffer throughout his life as the charge being brought against him that he was the son of fornication.
所以耶稣在地上的很短的这段时间里，他一直承受的一个指责和责难，就是他是法利赛人骂他是从淫乱生的。
Because Joseph would say he's not my child.
因为约瑟说了这不是他的儿子。
He's God's child.
他是神的儿子。
But it says here he was thought to be the son of Joseph, and Joseph here it says the son of Heli.
这里呢，约瑟在23节后最后讲是希里的儿子。
But that's not Joseph's father's name.
但这不是约瑟爸爸的名字啊。
We read Joseph's father's name.
我们刚刚读了。
We find in Matthew again. If you go back to Matthew.
刚刚读了马太最初的约瑟。
We we find there definitely the father of
Jacob.
Jacob was the father of Joseph. Verse 16. It definitely says that.
我们刚刚读的马太的是一章十六节，雅各生的约瑟，所以约瑟的父亲是雅各。
Okay, so Jacob was Joseph's father.
所以雅各才是约瑟的父亲。
Who was Heli?
那希里是谁呢？
Heli was Mary's father.
所以希里是玛利亚的父亲。
The reason that the women are not figured in the genealogies.
这原因是呢，在当时修家谱呢，女人她是不修到这个家谱里面去的。
The genealogy is reckoned through the man.
它是一个一个父系的这个名字写在里面的。
So what Luke was doing was using a normal method of recording a genealogy.
所以路加是用一个当时人普遍都接受的一个记录的方法来记载。
And don't forget, Luke was a very well-educated man.
别忘了，路加是一个非常受教育高的人哈。
So and another thing about the Jews is that when they wrote the name son or son-in-law, they were used interchangeably. There was no word, specific word for son-in-law.
所以犹太人的希伯来语里面呢，其实讲到儿子和女婿呢，这两个词哈，它是交叉着用的，它没有单独这么一个词是在讲女婿的。
So we'll read this verse 23 of Luke chapter 3 again.
那我们再看三章二十三节哈。
Now Jesus himself was about 30 years old when he began his ministry.
耶稣快头传道年纪约有三十岁。
He was the son, so it was thought.Of Joseph.
一人看来他是约瑟的儿子。
And Joseph here, the son-in-law of Heli.
那约瑟这里呢是希里的女婿。
And so, although it's not directly stated, this is Mary's genealogy.
所以虽然这里没有明确的讲出来，但实际上这个家谱其实就是玛利亚的家谱了。
And what also confirms this genealogy,is that it's different from the genealogy in Matthew of Joseph's.
所以我们需要观察注意的就是他这个家谱呢是和马太的那个家谱记述方法是不一样的。
And that is back to David.
因为马太那个是回到谁呢？回到大卫那里。
Now, David had a number of sons.
那大卫有很多的儿子。
The right of kingship went through Solomon and then down to Jesus through Joseph.
所以王权呢是由那个大卫给到所罗门，然后由着所罗门呢一路传下来，传到约瑟，再传到这个耶稣手里的。
Mary was also of the seed of David though.
但是呢玛利亚也是大卫的后裔。
But through another son of David, his name was Nathan.
他是大卫另外一个儿子。往下传的这个儿子名叫约拿丹，叫拿丹。
And we see that in verse 31.
我们在这里看见是三十一节，对。
The son of Malaya, the son of Mena, the son of Matatha, the son of Nathan, the son of David. So that's another son of David.
所以在路加福音三章三十一节的后面呢，你就会看见。买南是马达他的儿子，马达他是拿丹的儿子，拿丹是大卫的儿子。
So, Jesus' genealogy here is traced right back to Adam to prove that he was a son of Adam, a real son of Adam.
所以这里借着玛利亚这个家谱从下往上一直倒到了亚当，那证明他耶稣也是完完全全人的儿子。
The reason I'm going over this is it's necessary, I think, for us to understand this.
那我们原因要回顾这些呢，是让我们更能明白路加福音的角度。
His real manhood has to be established.
因为他完全的人性在路加福音里面被建立起来了。
Now turn to Romans chapter 1, verse 2.
那我们一起看一下新约的罗马书一章的二节。 罗马书265页。
Paul, when he is, beginning to describe the gospel of the grace of God, he, first of all, he establishes that it was promised through the scriptures, and it's regarding the person of the Lord Jesus, who was the real son of David.
所以当保罗讲到罗马书的开头的时候，他就说呢，这个是在讲传福音，讲到这个神一切的知识的时候，他说这个就是借着耶稣基督按照肉体呢，他就是大卫的后裔，他来的。
Now notice the verses 2 and 3, chapter 1, verses 2 and 3.
所以一章的二节和三节。
The gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures regarding his son, who as to his human nature, notice that, was a descendant of David.
这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说，注意这里说，按肉体说，是从大卫后裔生的。
So the genealogy of his natural birth had to be established, and it could only come through his mother.
所以这个按照肉体的这个家谱呢，只能是从他的母亲那里来，因为是他是他母亲生的。
He was a descendant, a natural descendant of David.
所以他是一个大卫完完全全自然生下来，一代一代生下来的后裔。
And then if we look at the first promise in the Bible.
如果我们看一下
Genesis chapter 3, we get this confirmation.
如果我们看一下创世纪的第一个应许哈，创世纪三章上帝给到人的第一个应许。
And there was a promise made indirectly to the woman.
创世纪啊
,verse
第一卷书
15.
三章十五节。
And we read there about the offspring, literally the seed of the woman.
这里呢我们看见女人的后裔，神给了女人的后裔一个应许。
Notice this, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring or your seed and hers.
十五节呢，我又要叫你和女人彼此为仇。这个你是指蛇或者撒旦，你的后裔和女人的后裔也要彼此为仇。
Notice that the genealogy it would become through the woman, your offspring.
所以你会看见这里的家谱哈，讲到后代哈，是用女人的后裔这个词。
And so it'd be through the woman, and that woman, of course, was none other than Mary.
所以这个女人的后裔就是指着玛利亚的。
Yeah.
所以这是这女人的后裔
，her
就是耶稣了。
Her offspring, the woman's offspring through Mary was the Lord Jesus Christ, the seed.
所以女人的后裔通过玛利亚就是后来的耶稣。所以上帝在创世纪里面已经讲到了他。
And so Luke then he gives us a view of the man Christ Jesus. He establishes his real humanity going right back to the beginning of time.
所以路加福音把耶稣的人性一直回到最初耶稣出生开始讲得非常清楚。
But if you, so now we have these three, we have these three views of the Lord Jesus. And those three gospels, they kind of parallel one another.
对，所以我们现在看见有平行的三个弗类福音啊，那一个是王，一个是仆人，一个是人，那三个角度来看耶稣，貌似是平行的。
But if you only had these three gospels, you would always want to think that there was something more that you'd like to know about this man that came, that is described.
如果你只有这三个福音呢，你总觉得缺点什么，你总觉得还想要更多的了解这是一个人，也是一个国王，他关于他的很多的事情。
There's another dimension that's missing.
有一个维度丢了，还不够。
You'd like to know more.
你想知道更多。
And so John, writing perhaps as much as 50 years, 45, 50 years later than all the other Gospels, when he was very old.
所以约翰写这本约翰福音的时候他已经非常老了也比前面三个福音书晚了好几十年了。
He wrote this mature, Gospel.
所以他写成了这本更加成熟的福音书。
And gives us another dimension.
给了我们另外一个视角。
We might call it the fourth dimension.
我们管它叫第四个视角。
It's not a dimension you can see because it's a heavenly dimension.
这不是一个我们用肉眼能看见的视角，这是一个属天的视角。
We don't have a human genealogy in it.
我们在人的这个家谱里也没有这样的一个视角。
When we come to the Gospel of John,
然后我们来看一下约翰福音，回到约翰。
The genealogy goes before time.
因为这里的家谱呢就。一下倒到连时间都没有了。
We have his eternal genealogy,
是一个永恒的开始吧，它是从永恒开始的。
This begins before time began.
因为这个是在时间开始之前就开始了，就有了。
Now I must give you a warning here.
我要给大家一个小的提醒。
The Gospel of John doesn't use any big words.
约翰福音呢都不用什么大词儿的。
Very simple language.
非常简单的用语。
John was a fisherman.
因为约翰是个打鱼的。
He didn't go to the big schools in Jerusalem.
他没有在耶路撒冷上过大学。
He hadn't traveled very much in the world and seen a lot of things.
他也没有在世界上旅行很多见识很广。
But what he learned from God himself.
他学呢他就是从上帝自己那边学的。
And in very simple language, he gives us the most profound exposition.
他用非常简单的话语呢他给了我们特别深刻的表达。
The most profound concepts this world has ever seen.
那非常深刻的这个地上从没有见过的一个概念。
He uses words like,Life and light and love.
他用的词呢，比方说生命、光、爱这些词。
And he takes those words to their great depths and to their great heights.
他把这些词呢带到一个特别高的深度和特别高的高度。
Who can understand what light is?
谁能明白什么叫做光呢？
Even modern science can give a description of it, but they still don't understand exactly what it is.
即使现代的科学家能给一个科学的定义呢，他依然不明白这个光的概念是什么。
The absence of it is darkness of light.
所以没有光的状态就是黑暗。
And he often throughout this gospel makes contrast between light and darkness.
所以他在这个福音书里面他常常做这个对比光和黑暗的对比。
And he talks about life.
他讲到生命。
Where does life come from?
生命从哪里来?
What is life?
什么是生命?
What's the origin of it?
生命的源头是什么?
And John explains all this and more.
约翰解释了这一切。
And he explains love as well.
他也解释了什么是爱。
It isn't so much in philosophical language. He gives it in a demonstration.
他不是用一个哲学的话语来解释，他是用一个明确的这个展现和表达。
When he explains love, what does he do?
当他解释爱的时候，他做的什么？他怎么做呢？
He says to his disciples,That I want you to love one another as I have loved you.
他说，他跟门徒说呢，我要你们彼此相爱，就像我爱你们一样。
And how did he demonstrate his love?
那他怎么样展现他的爱呢？
By completely sacrificing himself.
把完完全全把他自己献上。
Not only in his life, in service to others, but in his death, laying it down.As a sacrifice for you and for me.
那不但在他的一生当中 来服侍身边的人，更是在最后自己死在十字架上，为我你和我的罪来赎罪。
Is there any greater definition of love?
有没有比这更好的表达方式对爱？
And so, when we come to the Gospel of John, now we're going to look at that. These simple words now are going to be as deep as the deepest part of the ocean and as high as the heavens above.
所以当我们看到约翰福音的时候呢，我们看见这些很简单的词哈，它就会把我们带到一个特别深，有海那般深的深度。
And I give you a warning.
我说了我会给大家一个提醒。
They're not easy concepts.
它不是一个特别简单的不是特别简单的一个概定义。
Matter of fact, they're impossible to understand without the Spirit of God.
甚至某种程度它没有圣灵的带领呢是比较难理解。
And so let's dive into this book.
那我们一起来学习这卷书。
You don't need a life preserver.
我们不需要一个救生衣救生员。
Yes, we'll find life within these words.
我们会从这些话语里找到生命。
Now I'd like to read the first 14 verses, and I think maybe we'll read around. How's that?
Okay. 那我们一起先读一下前面14节。
First 18 verses. This is the, what we call the prologue or the introduction to the book.
前面18节的我们是一个介绍的段落。太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的。凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。
这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可信，可以信。
他不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。
那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的。他在世界，世界也是借着他造，世界却不认识他。
他到自己的地方来，自己的人都不接待他。
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
约翰那也为他做见证，喊着说：“这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都感受领受了，而且恩上加恩。
律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里，独生子将他表明出来。
Amen.
Amen. So you can see how simple these words are. No big words, eh?
所以你看见这些词很简单哈，没有大词哈。
We start at the beginning here, or before the beginning, actually.
所以我们是从开始啊，或者说比开始更早开始。
The Gospel of John starts the same way as the book of Genesis starts. The first three words, in the beginning.
所以约翰福音的开始哈，和这个我们所有圣经的第一卷书创世纪的开始的起头的三个词都是一样的， in the beginning.
In the beginning, it says God created the heavens and the earth.
那边呢说起初神创造天地。
Now,When God created the heavens and the earth, that was when time began.
所以当神创造天地的时候呢，那就是时间开始的时候。
Because the beginning is when things begin.
因为起初就是事情开始就叫起初了。
But already God was there.
在那个时候呢上帝已经在那了。
In the same way, we have the same words here. In the beginning was, that meant the word was there is the past tense, meaning that in the beginning, the word was already there.
所以这里他是用英文解释的是 in the beginning was the word. Was 这个词呢是过去式，就表明呢在那个最初的时候呢，那个 word 这个词已经比这个最初还要早了。所以中文的翻译呢，一个用的是起初，一个用的是太初，那翻译的很准，所以太初比起初更早。
In the beginning, there was the word.
There was, 就是 word 的开始是比 beginning 还要早。
对，持续的过程。
它是个持续的过程。
持续的过程不可能用 past tense。
Past, you see the past tense?
Because the past tense does it mean that the word even exists after the beginning? It is past tense, so it only exists before the beginning.
Oh.
Then after the beginning, are there still words?
It would be.I don't have my Greek book with me, but it would mean, maybe the past perfect, meaning something that, I mean, it doesn't mean, it was existent, he was existence, in existence then, before the beginning.
So it should be, had been.
And still is.
Yes, yeah, still is. Should
yeah.
Be, has been. Had been.
Had been.
Different tense,
yeah, no, had been, then it would seem that there would be no existence now.
Yeah, so it should be has been so that will last.
The word has been, in the beginning, the word was, that was meaning existing at that time.
Yeah, but not exist now.
Yeah.Continual existence, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure of the tense. I don't have my
grammar.
I don't have my book. I've got a little key to the, but the word was there in Chinese. How do you
Chinese translation is more accurate, I think. Chinese use can use different words to, we differentiate timing not by tense.By word.
Okay.
Yeah, we use different word. This so, word specified, the in the beginning of the Genesis is the start of the time.
Right.
In the beginning here is start of eternity. It's the, not start, it's just the eternity.
Yeah. Okay.
So here means eternity. The book of Genesis means time.
Right.
Yeah, that's very specific. 所以中文的词在创世纪的时候讲到是起初神创造天地，起初是时间的开始，太初对中国任何人都知道是直到永恒里去的太初要就讲这个词大家就都明白所以中国不是用时态来解释的是用字来解释的所以中文的翻译是很准的中文是直接从原文翻过来
对
它
可能就不是
从
英文来的
对 in the Greek the Greek is even more precise than the English
对希腊文是比英文更加准确的因为这个旧约的原文是希伯来文新约的原文是希腊文所以希腊中国中文是全部是从原文翻的我们不是从英文翻的英文也是从原文翻的所以这是会有一些差别对
But what we would understand that I think the Spirit of God would want us to know is that when there was a beginning the word was already in existence
所以这里的意思就是在有时间的开始的那个点上道就已经在了，神就已经在了，大家明白这个就行，这叫太初就有道。
It doesn't mean a completed action in the past. It means ongoing existence, prior to.
它是一直持续的，是在那个之前，之前就有，后面也有，一直持续的。
Now, as to this word, what?That sounds like a strange thing. In the beginning was the word.
所以这个会有一些奇怪啊。太初我们都能明白。有道。道这个英文的原文用的是 word, 就是话。话语的话。
Now, in, I have to ask the question here. In Chinese, what does the translation mean? What does it bring to your mind?
Chinese use the word, also can be, translated into word, truth, and, rules.
Methodology.
Methodology.
Right.
Truth.
That's very close to the Greek.
Truth, yeah.
Very close. Truth.
就是对，就更道，大家更能理解是真理，是吧？道。
Truth.
对呀。老子的《道德经》嘛，道。
The Greek word is logos.
那希腊的原文叫 logos。
We know what a logo is, right?
因为我们都知道这个希腊词的词根哈，就是 logo 这个词根。
You know, you see the golden arches is a logo.
logo 就是你们都看见的麦当劳那个咔咔，这就是 logo。
And that picture, describes a corporation, doesn't it?
对，所以这个一个 M 呢，就描述了一个公司。你就知道这个公司，这就是一个公司。
That's the Greek concept, very similar to the Chinese, meaning truth or concept or idea.、Right?
所以这个希腊文呢，就是跟中国的这个意思非常近的。它就是在讲一个真理，一个概念，一个点子，一个思想啊。
So when John was writing here, the Greeks or the Romans, they would understand what he's talking about here. It had a wider meaning than just a simple word.
所以当人们读到约翰写的这个希腊文的时候，大家就能明白看到这个 logos 就知道哦，这是会比普通的话要有一个更大范围、更高层次的含义的。
But when you think about it, what is a word?
那我们想一想呢，什么叫做这个道呢
？It's a vehicle, you might say, of thought or truth, right?
所以它是思想和真理的一个载体，就叫做道。
There's no such thing as a naked idea.
所以没有一个这样的概念啊，就是纯粹的思想啊，就是没有载体的思想。
For us human beings, every thought must be clothed with a word to describe the thought.
所以对于人来说呢，你的每一个思想呢，你都是要有一个载体，就是话语，你要把这个思想来表达出来。你没有一个纯粹的思想，一定是在一个载体上表达出来的。
That's why we write things down to clear up our thinking.
这就是我们常常会把东西写下来，来帮助我们理出思路来。
And so the word and the thought, the spoken word or the written word, is communication.
所以写下来的话呢，其实是一个表达的一个交流的方式哈。
So the word has to do the idea, the word or thought or the truth must be, to have form, must have a word.
所以这个道呢，或者说真理呢，它必须要有个载体，能把它表达出来，否则你没有办法去接受啊，你不知道他在讲什么。
To the Jew, the word, meant something very similar as to the word meant something very similar to the Jew. Because the Jew, he thought of the word as being God's expressing himself.
所以对犹太人来说，他们非常能够熟悉用到这个道这个词，因为他们知道这就是上帝表达自己的一个方式。
We read in the first chapter of the Bible where God, when he brought the universe into being and created everything, what did he do? He spoke.
所以我们在创世纪的一章，我们看见当神创造天地、创造万物的时候，他用了一个什么方式？他说，他是说了来创造。
And God said, "Let there be light."
神说要有光。
And there was light.
就有了光。
And he let us make man in our image.
他说让我们按照我们的形象和样式来造人。
And so God's spoken word. Is God expressing himself? And when he perfectly expressed himself so that we can understand, it was the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当神在用话来讲的时候呢，他是把他自己这个道表达出来，所以我们也只有这种方式我们才可能认识他，才知道啊，这个是神的本性。
That's okay. So let's look at this. It says, "In the beginning was the Word." That is the very expression of God was there in the beginning.
所以这里道就是神呐。所以他这里说太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And these first few verses here, there's seven things I'd like to just bring before our hearts.
然后这里最初的有几个点，我们理出了七个点。
The first thing is that the Lord was eternal.
那第一呢
？The Lord Jesus.
那神就是耶稣基督呢是永恒的。
Because the Lord Jesus is spoken here of the Word. In verse 14, we read that the Word became flesh.
因为在这里呢，第十四节我们看见道成了肉身，这说明呢，耶稣基督他是在永恒里存在的。
And there are seven points that I'd like to bring before our hearts about this one, that is called the Word.
那我们有七个点来讲这个耶稣基督的这个道啊。
The Word never had a beginning.
那道是没有一个开始的。
Because in the beginning, the Word already was.
因为在最初的时候，在有时间的时候呢，道已经在那了。
And so the Son of God is as eternal as the Father himself.
所以圣子呢，是像圣父一样，他是从永远到永远的。
So that's the first thing, the Lord's eternity of being.
那这是第一件事，就是关于神的它是永恒的特性。
In other words, the Lord Jesus did not become something at his birth. He always existed.
所以耶稣他不是一个时间里产生的，他是永恒里存在的。
What he took on.Was human form.
那他只是才因为道成肉身有了一个人的形象。
So that's the first thing.
这是第一件，这是第一件。
The Lord's eternity of His own being.
这是第一件事，神是永恒，耶稣是永恒的。
The second thing is that, He had a distinct personality. He was a separate person.
第二呢，他是有特别鲜明的。个性的，那他是一个完完全全的人。
Notice it says, and the Word was with God.
然后注意这里讲到的是道与神同在。
He wasn't separate in the sense of being separated. He was distinct from God the Father. There's a distinction there.
所以这里是有一个他并不是说分开就完全跟神不在一起，他是很完全独立的，但是他又是跟神在一起的。
And it says the Word was with God. That word or preposition with has the idea of being face to face or in communion or fellowship.
所以这里说道与神同在呢，是有这个词的意思，就是有爱的关系的意思啊，就是他们是在一起的，时时刻刻在一起的。
Now, I'd like to turn to the book of Proverbs, if we could. And there, right in the center of your Bible, after the book of Psalms, you have the book of Proverbs. And there in the book of Proverbs,
我们看一下箴言书。
We have a treatise on wisdom.
箴言书是智慧书。
Verse 1 it says, Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice?
Which chapter?
Chapter
8. 八章，箴言书八章。
Sorry, did I not give you the chapter?
No. 箴言书八章一节，一零三九，一零三九。
Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 1. If you read this chapter, it talks about wisdom.
所以当你读到这一章的时候呢，这一章是在讲智慧。
This is another name in the Hebrew thinking of the word, the concept.The idea, truth, right?
所以这是另外一个词，希伯来的词在讲，这个真理的另外一个词啊，它也是，就是这个智慧在希伯来文里面也是等于这个真理。
So, are some of these simple words, We're making us think, aren't we? These very simple words. Wisdom.
这是非常简单的用的词啊，它用的是智慧的这。
And then in verse 12.
然后在十二节呢，他说
I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence.
他说我智慧以灵明为居所。
I possess knowledge and discretion.
又寻得知识和谋略。
And notice now, verse 27. He's talking wisdom. I, wisdom, he says. I was there when he set the heavens in place.
他这27节他说呢，他就是那智慧，立高天，我在那里，他在渊面周围划出圆圈。
And when he marked out the horizon on the face of the deep, and when he established the clouds above and fixed securely the fountains of the deep,
他上使穹苍坚硬，下使渊源稳固。
It says in verse 30, Then I was the craftsman at his side.
然后三十节呢，那时我在他那里为工师。
And so, here we see the Lord, this is wisdom. It's the word. It's a picture of the word that was with God. It was God by wisdom, he created the world.
所以这里是这个智慧就是那个话，它在创世以前就存在，它是创世的时候一起参与的。
And、so there's the word wisdom there and the concept of the truth. You see the parallel here. It's more than a parallel because this wisdom is none other than the person of the second son.Or the second person of the Trinity.
所以这里讲到的这个智慧就是三位一体的神的第二位格，就是圣子，就是智慧，就是那个道，就是那个与神同在的那一个，所以这些就全串起来了。
So in verse 26, or verse 27, he says, I was there when he set the heavens in place. In verse 30, he says, I was the craftsman at his side.
所以26节呢，说耶和华还没有创造大地和田野，并树上世上的土质呢，我就已经生出，我就在那里了。所以三十节，我是在那里为工师，常常为他所喜爱。所以这个是在时间以先的智慧，就是道，就是 就是那个。
So it's another way of saying what we have in our, in John chapter 1. The word was with God at the time.
所以这就是另外一个表达方式在旧约里面。在新约的我们回到约翰福音一章的时候就说道就与神同在。道就是神。
But notice that he's distinct from God the Father.
所以你要记得这是三位一体的神他位格是不一样的他是完全和父神的位格是区分开来的。
Just as, my, thinking is distinct from me, it can't be separated from me.
所以就像我的思想是跟我的人是很鲜明的区分开来的但是呢我的思想不能离开我的人。
So, the first two lines that we get, again, we find that he's eternal. In the beginning, he already existed. Secondly, that he has a distinct personality.
那从头上头面两节呢约翰福音的一章的一节二节我们知道呢第一他是永恒。他是从永远到永远的。第二呢他是有独立的位格的。
And the third thing is that he has a true, he's truly God.
第三呢他是一个完全的神。
Eternal, distinct, but truly God, equal with God.
永恒有位格和神一样同等他也是神。
Because that simple statement, the word was God.
然后这里讲到的用我证明我们的话就是个非常简单的词道就是神。
So, the Bible teaches that there are three persons in one.
所以圣经的讲解的人呢一般都是用这个词叫三位一体的神来解释的。
Distinct and definable with different operations but inseparable.
所以很鲜明的位格是完完全全独立的但是又是不可分割的。这就叫独立的三个位格一体不可分割。
We see a trinity everywhere in nature.
我们在自然里面呢看见这种三位一体的现象非常普遍。
We have, three dimensions, don't we not?
我们看见三维这就是
That describe our normal world.
三维就在表达我们现在的世界能看得见。
But, some say the fourth dimension, of course, is time. But that doesn't describe what we operate on as in the three dimensions.
有的人会把时间加进来但是呢如果我们只讲空间的话呢那就是我们看得见的三维就是三个独立但是一体的概念。
Time, could describe how this creation is changing as it progresses.
时间是加上去的一个概念它是告诉我们这种环境是怎么改变的。
But there are three dimensions, that's three.
那就是三个维度了。
You know, man is made up of three parts.
人会有三个部分。
We have the body.
我们有身体。
We have our souls.
我们有我们的灵魂。
We have the spirit.
我们有我们的魂，有灵，有灵魂体哈，有三个部分。
So there's trinities in nature all around us. I think what this is maybe is it difficult? Do you find this the concepts difficult? Or do you find them very easy? Maybe the Chinese can understand this better than I can understand.
大家不觉得难还是容易是不是大家能比我理解的更好一点
In order to understand some of these deep things, we have to take it by faith, don't we?
有的时候我们需要有一点信心来接受这个对相对有点深的东西。
So I think what we'll do is we'll take our break now. And,
我们先休息一下先休息一下。
Rest your weary minds. And if, our brother will just, pray for us.
我们一起来做个祷告我们来我们茶歇半个小时。 我们在天上的父，亲爱的主，谢谢您赐给我们您金子般的话语，父啊，也求您给我们智慧，给我们圣灵来明白这些话语，父啊，让我们明白最重要极宝贵那三位一体真神的真理，父啊，求您带领我们真的能够相信这一切的真理，父啊，谢谢您，也求您祝福我们一会儿的饮食也祝福我们的心，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。